Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
I was selling advertising and I had to call on a computer training company, and they taught people how to, you know, use computers and set them up. And I mean, laptops, I'm trying to think, I had a laptop at the time, but not everybody, like, it wasn't like today, everybody's got a laptop. Tablets weren't even invented yet, but God, I sound old. But anyway, I was asking them what they wanted to put in their advertising. I was married. The lady was a really nice lady, the owner of the company, very successful. I mean, she was very, very sharp cookie. And she was saying, well, we definitely want to make sure Microsoft Office and Excel and PowerPoint and Word and whatever else. I'm like, oh, okay, hey, can you just back up Microsoft Office? She goes, yeah, MS Office. Oh, I know what it was. She said, yeah, we teach MS Office and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, MS Office. She said, Microsoft Office? I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. And what's that again? Excel, PowerPoint. Guys, I had no idea. This was 1997. I had no idea what Microsoft Office was. I think it was the spring of 98. I was calling on them. And look, I'm just keeping it real, man. I had no idea. And I went back to the office. I remember being really embarrassed because, number one, I should know. I just felt like I should know. I don't know if anybody else that I sold the product with at the time knew what Microsoft Office was. I doubt it. Maybe a couple. But we were salespeople. You know, We didn't know how the sausage was made. We just, knew to sell it. So anyway, I said, I need to know this. This is something that strikes me as something I need to know. So I took a Microsoft Excel class at University of Cincinnati, and I enrolled, and I started doing my own spreadsheets, started keeping track of my customer sales, my quota, my net income, things like that. And I became a lot smarter as a result because I had the tool, because I wasn't waiting for somebody else to tell me that I needed to know this, and I was ahead of the curve. And I always did that. I took a speech class because I knew I was going to go into management and I wanted to be a more effective speaker. And it was funny because I took the class and it was me, and I don't know what I was, 30 years old at the time, 31 years old, and like a bunch of 18, 19-year-old freshmen. Just sitting in the class. It was night class. There's a couple older people, but mainly it was younger kids. And I felt old then because they looked up to me and looked up at me like, oh, hey, Sam, yeah, wow, geez, you're old, man. And I remember my last speech for my grade had to be, I had to argue for the death penalty. Or no, I had to argue against the death penalty. That's what it was. And everybody there was for it, and I had to give I was the only dissenting opinion there. Now, it didn't matter if you were for or against it. You just picked out of a hat. I could have very easily picked the one that said I'm for the death penalty, but I had to pick that I was against it. And I did all my research, and you had to have this great opening line, kind of a shocker, you know, the interest-creating remark, the icebreaker. And then you went into your presentation and all that. And I got voted best speaker in that class. And it's funny, of all the platforms I've been on, speaking all around the world, sharing a stage with the likes of Bob Proctor and Les Brown and John Maxwell and people like that, I still can tell you that honor that was given me by my peers at the time. Now, they were younger, 18, 19 years old, but it still made me one of the proudest moments because they brought me up in front of the class, was voted best speaker of the semester. And I think a little bit of that had to do because I quit college. And it kind of stuck in my craw a little bit that you weren't good enough, you don't have this degree, you don't have this piece of paper. And I also felt good because it was a commitment. Two nights a week for 3 hours a night, I had to go to night class and commit myself to this Microsoft Excel class, number one, and then this speaking class, number two. And I did it. And I got A's in both of them. And it made me feel good. Now, I didn't continue my education. I didn't continue to go back and take night classes because I was kind of at that point in time, then I discovered the internet. as a result of this, and I was discovering blogs and videos and things. There's so much you can learn about your own craft and your own passion and how to get the message out there. But there's so many carnival barkers on the internet, and I use that term, people that are just shouting at you, that buy this, buy that, become the next expert in this. I remember when Pinterest came out recently in the past couple of years, no sooner was Pinterest out, I hadn't even heard of it yet, and somebody put a course out, I think it was a Warrior Forum or something like that, expert Pinterest, how to make money right. I'm like, you know, how can you be an expert in something that literally has been out for 2 months? You can't be an expert in this, maybe for 2 years. And it was, again, just somebody trying to sell a course, you know, somebody trying to show you how to make money by selling a course and how to make money. I mean, it was just, it's wild. So you got to be very careful. You want good, salient information that can help you be an expert or at least enhance your education. Now, the beauty for you is you don't have to go to night school. Certainly, if you want to go and you want to get your education, go ahead and do it. Guys, you can be self-taught, just like I am online. I mean, everything that I've learned online in my career about video, about audio, about product launches, about autoresponders, putting together sales funnels, Google Hangouts. Last, about 2 years ago, I sat and watched an hour and a half, okay, an hour and a half YouTube video about how to host a Google Hangout. That's it. Nothing sexy, wasn't anything, nobody was selling anything. It was just one guy taking you through an entire tutorial on how to host a Google Hangout. And I would encourage you, whatever it is that you want to learn. See, I wanted to learn how to get my message out there. I wanted to learn how to, you know, do better and get my brand and build it. So I just YouTubed it. But it takes time to do that. Now, you can also buy a course, and here's the beauty. If you want to be a marketer, let's take the other side of that, okay? People now sell courses on how to maximize and monetize Google Hangouts, how to use them, how to leverage them. So what do? They take that 90 minutes or that two-hour YouTube video, that thing that you would have to sit through yourself and just watch it, and a lot of it is stuff that just probably bores you to tears. Or you can have this nicely sliced and diced up package, kind of like that head of lettuce that I used. Last week I did a podcast, and I was talking about you can go to the grocery store, you can buy a head of lettuce for 99 cents. And you can come home, and you can add, you know, shaved carrots and cucumbers and all that stuff and all the cabbage and stuff that you want to put in there. Or you can buy a bag of lettuce, and instead of paying 99 cents, you pay $3.50. Now, for a 350% markup, they'll put it in a bag for you, all right? And that's what people do with their product launches. They'll take this how to monetize a Google Hangout. They'll take that, and they'll slice it up and dice it into 7 or 8, 9 different modules, and they'll call them modules, and they'll deliver them to you via piecemeal, and they'll throw a few bonuses in there, and they'll sell it to you for $97 or $197. You know, you can do the same thing. No, you can do the exact same thing, right? I mean, these product launches aren't reserved for just the elite of the elite people out there. Anybody can do it. 90-year-old great-grandmother living in Idaho can do a product launch tomorrow on baking cookies, gardening, whatever it is, having grandkids, how to be a better grandma. I mean, I don't know. There's a market for everything. The problem is the 90-year-old grandmother probably doesn't believe it. No one's ever told her that she can be a multimillionaire by sharing her intellectual property online. And a lot of individuals out there who aren't 90 years old, they're 29, 39, 49 years old, they have most of their life still left to live, don't think they can change right now, that they can change themselves, that they have charge of that, that their paycheck is not their employer's responsibility, it is their responsibility. Your employer has no control over your value. None. None whatsoever. They don't control the value. You do. Isn't that awesome? When I was in a job, I used to always want to be on the cutting edge. We would bring out these initiatives. Man, if I shared them with you, it's the craziest stuff. Selling Yellow Pages. One time, Cincinnati Bell here had an initiative that if you signed up for a new Cincinnati Bell cell phone, you got 10% off your Yellow Page advertising. Now, you may or may not understand Yellow Page advertising, but let me tell you, back in the day when Yellow Pages was really it, before, you know, I don't even know if I haven't seen a Yellow Pages in 8 years. I haven't even used one. It's funny, I used to sell them my whole life. the advertising in the back of them. It was basically a monopoly. I mean, everybody used the Yellow Pages. And attorneys would spend $20,000, $30,000 a month. Not a year, a month. You ever see attorneys? Look on the covers of phone books, the back covers and the double full pages inside. Those are attorneys because one case could make them hundreds and thousands of dollars, one personal injury case. So they were spending a ton of money to advertise on the phone book. But anyway, if you were to get 10% off your Yellow Page advertising, that'd be $3,000 a month. That's a lot of money. And all you had to do was sign up for this Cincinnati Bell telephone. It was like $100 a month. Think about that. And I used to go out to my advertisers and say, hey, now the most people weren't spending $30,000 a month. Let's say they're spending $1,000 a month. Hey, would you like to spend $100 a month to save? Would you like to spend $100 with your cell phone to save 10% off your Yellow Page advertising? Yeah, great. Sign up here. And it was an initiative, and people were like, well, I don't know. Other sales reps were like, I don't know. I mean, if I can do that, I don't understand. I said, I'll do it. I'll do it. Just raise my hand. I'll do it. Seriously. This is all I got to do. And I used to tell people, don't even activate the phone. Just put it in your desk, man. Don't use it, you know, because you don't need to get charged with the minutes or anything like that. Just buy the phone. Get 10% off your annual Yellow Page bill. You're spending $12,000. Would you like to spend $1,200 to get that huge savings off your Yellow Page? Yeah. Great. Let's do it. But I would always be on the always and I look, here's the thing. All right. I'm telling you, you don't have to do any of this, but you're going to stay where you are. If you don't date, it's not up to your job. It's not up to your employer to determine your value. That's not what they do. They maybe want to try to do that. There's some employers who will try to keep you where you are and have you believe that you have a certain value, but that's not true. Not even close. You control all of the value that you bring to the marketplace. The problem is you got to start with understanding that your personal responsibility is on you. You don't become a victim of you. And you don't think about the thief who's waiting in the alley. That thief, who do we blame? If you're in a job, you blame your boss. If you're an entrepreneur, you blame the economy, customers, the internet, Wi-Fi, whatever. I mean, who knows? A million different things. It's not that. It's the thief in your mind. And that's what you need to learn to control. A powerful teaching today, guys, because this stuff's real. I mean, this is where we dive deep into what I find is fascinating and very, I mean, I find this to be the most empowering thing. This is what woke me up. I was in a corporate trance for 15 years. And when I started reading this type of information and listening to it on CDs, on audios in my car every day, and I learned about the thief in my own mind, this is what woke me up. It's going to wake you up as well. Now, whether you decide to do anything with it, it's up to you. I would say, ask yourself this question. Is the pain of moving forward or greater? Or staying where you are greater or less? What is it? There's a lot of pain in growing. There's a lot of pain in changing. There's a lot of pain in accepting personal responsibility. But man, the person you become, forget it, man. It's like night and freaking day. You got to do it. You got to start now. When now? When will be a good time? Like right now to get going. Use this information. Don't let the thief in your mind steal anymore. Are you with me? It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.